Happy Monday, 4/20/2020. A Monday episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. The Monday evening means a wild card. Let's see what happens. I welcome you all. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. And after this 1 hour Monday BBS, we go over to our conference call, Only the Whole Planet Healing. I welcome the next caller over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. Debbie from California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Hi.
Who else is there? Debbie and who?
Jeannie.
Oh, hello, Jeannie.
Hello. Hello,
hey.
Wanda.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hello.
Hello, Win.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Win.
Is that Wanda?
Yep.
And the next participant, welcome. Please say name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Amy, West Virginia.
Hi, Amy. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you for being here.
Hello,
and the
Amy.
Next caller? The next caller? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Greetings, hi, Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome, Grandma White Dove.
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma
Hi.
White Dove.
Hi.
Hey, I'll bet you're a really interesting person. You know that?
Yeah, probably.
Someday, I'm going to kind of, if you like the idea, I'll do a little interview with you on a Monday.
That's scary.
Well, that means it's probably good.
Yeah. I do have a question for you for a Wednesday. You were talking about children and we choose our parents. What about those of us who were adopted out at birth?
Well,
because a lot of the adoptions like mine were really bad.
Well, if you had bad parents, you had a difficult time. That's, you know, it implants you, you know, for your life. And
yeah,
you have to learn to work around it and get over it. I mean, that's the time when I commented about Hayes having good parents, right?
Right, right.
And I mean, I can tell. He doesn't understand why things come so easy for him. Go ahead, Hayes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Welcome,
hi,
Raiden.
Well, Raiden. And welcome to all of you guys. All the best.
And someone else.
That would be me, Don, in Northern Ohio. Hi, Hayes, everybody.
Hello,
hi, Don.
Welcome.
Positive
hi, Don.
And I heard someone else join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis. It's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati. Hello, everybody.
Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi.
Grandma White Dove, I think karma has to play in it, too, so that, you know, give and take between a few things.
Yeah, I thought about that. But
you know, Grandma White Dove, it's so hard to imagine, but when you're on the other side, apparently, you know, it doesn't matter where you go for, because to my understanding, or even those who came into this plane and were tortured and killed, they had ahead of time on the other side agreed upon going through that experience.
I've heard that before and a lot similar, and I'm just not buying it.
Well, ask Wednesday. Someone else,
yeah,
welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio.
Antonio, amigo. Buenas noches.
Hello, Antonio's people.
Hi, Don. Hi, Wanda.
And hi, someone else joined in?
Yes,
Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome.
Hi.
Pennsylvania represented.
We're here.
You know, Heiss, what you said,
yes.
I think that may be true for some people, but for people that are on a higher energy level or a higher level of evolution, I think they're more making it up as they go along. Okay, but there's a good chance. In the case of adoption, I would say it's different circumstance than having picked parents that are difficult. In that case, you pick them for a reason, you know?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Yeah, hi, this is Jay Wilder, India.
Jay, welcome. Long time no see.
Thank you.
We'll see. All right.
Hello, Jay.
Yes. Hi.
We're bringing the energy to India. Are you on Skype, Jay?
No. How do you call in Skype? What do you mean I'm on Skype?
I mean, like, what service are you using to call in?
Well, it's just mobile to mobile. It's pretty cheap, mobile to mobile.
Okay.
Or mobile to this number, right? I'm calling on a regular mobile number, phone.
Welcome to the call.
Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening.
Shirley.
Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Good evening,
Shirley.
Who else?
Hi, Shirley.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Good evening.
Hi, Janine.
Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello. And anyone who wants to laugh?
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
You're just not there at all.
You bless us with your laughter.
Hi. So you're going to be on? Are you going to be on the whole call?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to do a replay today, and I'm really busy. I'm not tired. I'm busy, and so I wanted to take the hour and do some work.
All right.
So I picked a replay from
maybe
October 31st.
We could talk to Jay.
Good morning. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. Happy birthday, Terry.
Is it today?
Yes.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Hi,
Terry. Happy birthday.
She's not here yet.
Oh, she's not here yet.
We're practicing.
We did have somebody else join in, though. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Hello, hi. Juliet. Welcome.
Hello, Juliet. Thank you. Hello.
Juliet.
Hello.
I guess when she comes in, we all have to start singing happy birthday at the same time.
Yeah,
yep.
Let's not make it a few words this time.
I will say 3, 2, 1, and there we go.
Hi,
go ahead. Yes.
Did I give you the date of the call? I can't remember.
Well, you just want to start it because I can just take over the same console. You know what I'm saying?
Does it still work?
Yeah.
Because one time it turned off, and so then it didn't happen except for one time. So
October 31st.
The former console. I had no control when you started something, but right now I do.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hey, Wynn, since we had Jay from India on the call, maybe we could just talk to Jay, see what's going on in India, instead of playing a repeat.
Not today. Maybe some other day. Okay?
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Yeah, hello, Antonia.
But quick, Jay, life is good in India?
Well, life is good in India. It's very, everything's locked down. India is one of the most severe countries and believe in this hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but I'm using it to my advantage. My joke is I used to pay to go to retreats, and now I get one for free, and there's no travel costs.
Yeah.
What's Sedona like? Everything locked down?
I'm not in Sedona.
Not too.
Where are you? Mount Shasta?
California, near Mount Shasta. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mount Shasta is about where that first channeling happened with Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were trying to. Would you like to say your name in your city?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Love you, Terry.
Much love to you, Terry.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah,
much love. Back at you. Check your email, honey. We're going to have some birthday gifts coming through the email.
Ooh.
Many blessings, Terry.
Thank you.
Much better this year, guys, singing that song.
Some of you guys are right on key.
Hard to believe.
Terry, for your information, I am in the driveway.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Did you go anywhere yet?
Well, I went to get dinner.
Yeah. Was it open?
It was open, yes, open till 10.
Great. He goes and gets some chapato, which is really good, like different vegetables, stuff, avocado.
And they try to be non-GMO.
Right, yeah, which is good.
Vin, how many minutes is the recording?
45.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we should about start right now. We can do the whole thing.
Wait a second here.
And a welcome, Os. People that are listening in online through BBS, good evening. Happy Monday to you. And thank you for
BBS. Yes.
Okay. Hi, so let's start the recording. Let's start, and I'll give a little introduction to it, okay?
Okay. I got the thing.
Lauren, are you here? Are you here, Lauren?
I haven't heard him, no.
Okay.
All right.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is April 20th, 2020. And my name is Wayne Free, and this is our wild card night. And we haven't done a replay for quite some time. So I thought I would do a replay today. Just a moment. Let me see if I can set this up correctly. I'll tell you what I'm going to play. You know, over the course of all the channelings we have done, you know, it started out with the Elohim, and then Ptah, and then this is with Daphne, and then a couple of times we talked to the planet Jupiter, and then we talked to
the Hunab-Ku, the central sun. And boy, did they do a lot of acknowledgement of me. It was really surprising. And then when Terry started channeling, we mostly talked to the Elohim. And then there were a few times that she started channeling someone that was deceased, okay? And the first time was with a friend of hers who was working. Yeah? Lauren?
Hi. She's talking to somebody else. Sorry, I had mute on. Sorry.
Okay. Lauren, I'm going to do a replay tonight, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll go back and do something next week, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hi. You know what? I just got the recording files are temporarily unavailable. Please check back later. Try on your machine, okay?
Okay, what's the date?
10/31/2016.
And it's 45 minutes, right? I just
45. So let's see if I can finish this intro quickly. And then we'll go back, and then we'll start it. And so one of the most intriguing things that happened with Terry is there were, I believe, three times when we were going to talk to the Elohim or Ra'an. And suddenly, a voice came in, and it was somebody famous that was deceased three times. Now, I was asking myself the question, and I always do, how do I know this is really who they say they are? And in all three cases, I validated it one way or another. And the first time was Michael Jackson. The second time was Robin Williams. And the third time was Maury Schaefer.
He was the guy that was the host of 60 Minutes for many, many years.
Right, right. And, you know, none of those three people seemed to know anything about the Elohim or knew what we were doing. It's not like they were watching it. Somehow,
They spotted the communication line. And like Morley said, you know, when asked how did he come in? He said, well, you know, he was over there looking for a network or a communication line, and he spotted our line talking with the Elohim.
Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting because I convinced myself that they were who they said they were. And I asked a lot of questions about what it was like to be there, you know, how it felt. And they answered. So we had a call, this one that I'm going to replay. And in the first part of the call, I'm talking. In the second part of the call, I think I play back one of the conversations I had with Maury Schaefer. Okay?
That was a good one.
Finally, I got him to interview me to see how good he could interview. And he was good. It was one of my ways of saying, could this really be Maury Schaefer? You know?
You said 45 minutes, the recording?
Yeah. Is that right?
And what is the date?
October 31st, 2016.
Is it not in the uploaded files then, or is it?
It's in the just the dates of the, it's in like one of the archives of the conference files.
Okay. I need to get it. Hold on.
it's not an uploaded file. Because all those files are being stored there.
All right, hold on a second.
You know, when we were talking to Robin Williams, one of the things that happened was he started telling jokes from the other side.
Well, he was just really funny.
He was funny, yeah.
Conversations.
Yeah. Like, what was one of the jokes he said?
He said the invocation. And we invited him to listen to the call, and you did the invocation that you always do at the start for protection and bringing in the higher sources. And and at the end it said, and anything not of that nature, not of a positive nature, must leave now. And he said, does this mean that I have to leave? Another one is, you said, well, how come you don't remember your address? And how come you don't remember your telephone number? And he said, you know how a person with Alzheimer's disease, their brain is broken. And he says, well, I don't even have a brain.
Gwen, are you positive it's 45 minutes because I don't see it?
I'm pretty positive. 10/31/2000. Did you see 10/31/2016?
No.
No? You have to,
Hold on. I was going by the minute.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to some of those afterwards, and I even transcribed Michael Jackson. So it's, I could tell you some of the stuff. I wrote a book. It hasn't come out yet, but I put the encounter with Morley Schaefer and Michael Jackson and Robin Williams in there in my book. That was pretty funny. I'll just talk to her while she's finding it. Like with Morley Schaefer, he wanted to be our kid. He was so happy that somebody was, he was able to talk to somebody because, you know, he'd go talk to people and they didn't hear him.
I got one on tape, but it's only 27 minutes.
27 minutes?
Yeah, 10/31, 2016, right?
Yeah.
It says Morley Schaefer?
Yes. Schaefer comes through.
I wonder how I got the minutes wrong. Okay, well. Okay, hang on.
7:47 minutes left. But I got it, Ben. I'll just add something to it.
Okay. Well, if it says 27 minutes?
Yes. So that's until 47. So I have an extra 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'll find something. Yeah.
Well, okay.
And finally, talking about Morley Schaefer, and, you know, there's two things. There is the thought that crossed my mind that if he wanted to and we continued to have communication with him, it might be something to go to 60 Minutes about. And they might be impressed enough to do something on it. And there's a possibility they might be. And then it might put me in danger, or me and Terry in danger. And on the other hand, it might suddenly bring a million people looking at our work and having us being able to format it so it could be accessible to those people. And
there are a number of factors involved in this. One, Morley would truly like them to know that he is still alive. there is a big discrepancy between everyone thinking he is gone and him being alive. On the other hand, Morley is having a great deal of difficulty in how to relate to all of the people that have that loved him and were listening, and how to relate. He is still trying to work out how to relate to his new position, and he is like a man with a wound that is withdrawn, or an animal with a wound, not an animal, but some animals, when they have a wound, they go and be alone until their wound heals. He has a large wound, and the wound is connected with all of those people. And because he dearly loves them, loves his audience, and it is a wound to not be able to be in touch with them, but to be in touch with them from the other side. He has like an animal with a wound, large wound, attempting to contract until his wound heals.
Why is it, you know, every day there's hundreds of thousands of people dying, and, you know, there's a lot of people of the channel, some people specialize in the channeling of deceased people. Why is it that Morley chose, if he did choose, if it was a choice, to connect with us?
There was an open channel. He was like a newscaster searching for a network to come in on, to broadcast on, to connect with. He was searching for a communication line, that would be open to whatever he put on the line, not something that would judge for him or would try to put words in his mouth. He sensed this was an open communication line. He was desperately searching for a line of communication, and he could tell this was a pure communication line that he could communicate his angst and his grief and his questions to. He sensed it like a broadcaster is out there, like he was out there searching for some network, some outlet, some program that he could connect through that would put him on pure.
I imagine he can read things. Being a newscaster, he was pretty good at reading people.
Yes, he was. He was very good at reading people and what he could trust and what he couldn't.
And when the first time he came in, I didn't even know who he was. I'm out of watching TV. But
it didn't matter. He sensed a pure communication line.
But when I did look him up, I said, what a noble, high-intended, integrous person that was on the TV. And I didn't think there were any left. So it was delightful to find him, you know?
Yes.
And warmly radiating from his heart
Yes.
to his
Yes.
his audience.
He's like a wounded animal now, seeking to lick his wounds and to know, to recover, to cover his grace and his abilities. And he is like a dead man, like somebody that...
he knows he's dead.
Yes.
And he's trying to piece it together.
Yes.
And saying, what does it mean to be dead?
Yes, how do I operate?
He's still treating it like a newsman.
Right?
Maybe there's a story here.
Yeah.
Marley, maybe there is a story. Maybe we're part of it.
Well.
We'll see.
Maybe, but the question is, how can I operate when the networks can't hear?
Mm-hmm.
The people can't hear. I mean, I'm still here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to tell you that you're coming through our channel, but you don't know us. And
I know that the communication is pure.
Right. But I am also a writer. I am also a lecturer. I am semi-known in this realm for my own explorations in dying. And I'm also a salesman. So it might be possible to record some of this stuff with you and then... maybe somebody in 60 Minutes would take it seriously enough to do a bit on it there.
It is possible. However, then there is, how much do you want to prod sleeping people before they come and get you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question, you know? Am I taking a risk on it?
That is a potential.
I could keep myself anonymous and just put the story out and let you have a voice into your audience.
They can't get me here.
That's right. They can't get you. And if I'm anonymous, they can't get me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I would like them to know.
Do you remember the producer of 2020? Do you remember the people that you were working with there?
It was not 2020.
And it was 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes.
Yeah.
It was Wallace. It was...
Mike Wallace?
Mm-hmm. Mike Wallace. There was... CBS. There was someone CBS, we didn't have a total good relationship, but he was good enough to put me on because of the ratings.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if I have the guy's name correct, there was a guy by the name of Jeff Glover. That sound familiar? And somebody by the name of Tedesco?
Tedesco was willing to take a chance with me. And if Tedesco wanted it to happen, Glover would go along.
Mm-hmm. They didn't censor you that much, did they?
Well, I presented to them, and either took it or...
I didn't. Did you get more things taken than not?
Yeah, not everything got taken, but we got more than that.
Mm-hmm.
maybe some of them were out of bounds for them.
Mm-hmm. Should I tell you more about us? Ask us some questions.
Well, I just read the energy, and when I look, I can see that they're similar to Tedesco and maybe a little more open. I'm very concerned about my wife. I just...
Would you like us to try to contact her?
No, I've been trying. It's very personal. My daughter... they mean a lot to me. Not yet, not now.
Well, keep up a dialogue if you want to, okay? And,
what you say is very interesting. Yeah, I will think about it.
Yeah. Do you know who George Norrie is, by any chance?
Mm-hmm.
That ring a bell? He has a late night radio show on paranormal. Do you make that motion that Terry's making now?
Yes.
I thought so. It's not one of her normal motions. Terry is tapping her hands against her side, like she's pondering something deeply about the negative and the positive in this realm. And
we have investigated it.
If you're on TV, if you've been on TV, you must have had some association with the negative that attempts to control the media. So,
yes, they move in like a blanket.
Yeah, and control patterns from that. Hmm? Do you feel lonely where you are now?
No, just would. Attempting to heal the heartache of the loss of the people, the connection, the ability to get out through whatever channels are open to get out. Like a water stream that's constricted, but at least to get out.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can share with us that you would know that's not public information or embarrassing to anyone, but that would make people believe that you're really... We're really talking to you.
Well, the election is pretty interesting. Bright breakthrough of energy with Trump. Just in general, there are areas they do not allow to be spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
but we do not speak of them right now. But somehow my mind goes to them because the public has been shut off from information. We get out what we can.
Who would you vote for if you were in a body ready to vote?
Probably Trump.
But actually, you didn't answer my question exactly. When I said, can you give any information, can you remember things that would tend to convince someone that you're really you, okay? One of the things in this realm is that a huge amount of people don't believe this is possible, and that someone from the other side, they may not even be another side. And so, like, is there a bit of information, like, for example, a phone number or your boss's favorite lunch or restaurant or something that, you know.
We do not like this line of questioning.
Okay.
We were thinking of the other of stories that were turned down, but it's like we do not we have a hard time thinking we have to prove. I have to prove I'm here. I just did not like this line of questioning.
Well, okay, you don't have to do it. I'm just asking. And maybe it's good not to prove it. Maybe it's good to leave it as a question mark. You know? I don't know. I'm just...
Makes you feel uncomfortable.
Do you remember the stories that were turned down? Forget it. We'll move on.
Yes.
I feel your energy though.
Yes.
And it's really, really loving and radiating down on us.
Yes. Yes. We have a problem with related stories that were turned down because they were turned down with such animosity. But information about the Kennedy assassination, like it's like slamming down of the fist or the book on the table. It's like, do not go there. That is all.
Well, is there anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Well, I like this channel of communication here. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for your help with increasing my energy to be able to respond, to be able to operate to some degree in this Netherland.
Mm-hmm. Have you run into any other angels or other people there? Or are you just in your own little bubble?
I am in my own little bubble, staying near my family.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know who the Elohim are?
I've heard of the Elohim.
I mean, if you know, when you first came in and before we were talking to you, we were talking to them.
That's quite a story.
It is quite a story. And the Elohim, I'll just tell you something about the way the universe works, okay? You know, I'm sure you're aware of religion and belief patterns and all that stuff, but the Elohim actually exists, and they're in a higher dimension than you or me. And they're a group. They're not one being. And according to what they've told me, they existed before there was a physical universe. They were energy forms, and they created the universe. And then it got out of hand, and it got a little bit negative. So they kind of stand by to try to help. And somebody has to ask them to get their help, but most people don't know they exist. And some people, when they feel them, they think it's God. And of course, they're part of God, just as we're part of God, but they're a bigger part. And so they're watching this whole session between you and I. And you came in when we were talking to them, actually.
There's another whole faction I see. Another whole thing that in a larger, even larger, that encompasses them. And I see that they're operating some like family members, or they, but there is a whole what would be the word? God force. I see a whole God force that is even higher than the Elohim, and is a comfort.
A cover?
Comfort.
A comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share all that to give you some reference as to who we are and what we do and how we do it.
Mm-hmm. You are very interesting.
I'm interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Edgar Cayce? You must have run into the story of Edgar Cayce, yes?
Yes.
I wrote a book that proved Edgar Cayce reincarnated.
Mm. Okay.
I learned a lot of stuff about reincarnation that no one else knows. I wish you were still a newscaster, because it would be interesting to put it on.
I am still a newscaster.
You're a newscaster?
It is not that hard, not that easy to get rid of the occupation.
Uh-huh.
Just because one crosses over.
Well, you know,
it is in my blood, which was.
You can be a newscaster from the other side, and we can help get it through. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Huh?
A column.
Morley from the other side.
Morley from the other side.
That would be interesting, huh?
The God story.
Well, I'll tell you what. Formulate your story, and next time we talk, we'll record it, and maybe we'll see if somebody will put it out.
Oh.
How's that?
All right. I need to attend to my wife. She is very sad. But I have this in mind. Thank you.
Okay. You don't have an evening, so you just be well.
How do you know I don't have an evening?
Is there an evening up there?
If she has an evening, I have an evening.
Oh, I see. You're connecting with her, huh?
Yes.
Does she feel you? Does she know you're there?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if you ever want me to get some words to her, I'll do my best to do it.
You remember, not now.
You remember your email? Or her email?
Mm-hmm. Morley@cbs.com or something.
Uh-huh.
Something.
You remember your wife's address? Did you have a home in Connecticut?
Don't ask so many questions in a row.
Okay.
Mm.
I see I'm not a good newscaster.
you need to put time between your questions.
Do you remember your address?
Maybe. There's enough to ponder here.
Enough to ponder?
Yeah, there's enough to ponder here right now.
Okay. Well, ponder away.
Yes.
And we'll...
Thank you for talking.
You're welcome. We bid you adieu.
All right, so you just listened to a recording from October 2016 in which Morley Safer, who used to present 16 minutes, he passed away that year in May. He came through. And next, I want to play a recording from the Elohim, about 8 minutes. It's an intro to a conference.
This moment has been a very long time in coming. We bid you welcome.
It's 2013.
We bid you love, light, peace. And are very honored at the infinitesimal beauty of your essences, which we see shining as bright diamonds. You are indeed intergalactic sojourners. Your own brilliance, your own love, your own caring, your own vastness of interdimensionality, and your own sacrifices, many of which you are unaware, honor us, for you, as a race, as fledgling humans cast into the darkest, densest liquid medium of 3D, are attempting to do, to pull off, in your colloquial term, something which has never successfully been completed, which is to insert love light, a liquid stream. Imagine liquid gold into a system of duality, into a system of competition, of dominion, as power, as might, not compassion, and to lift this duality into the Trinitarian triune consciousness of Mother, Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit can take place. A certain pinching upwards of the skin, the etheric skin of your earth, lending itself as a doorway, as a portal, as a bridge into the higher realm. What this necessitates in the evolving individual is a heart which is open. We do not require perfection, but we do require a loving intent. Mistakes are to be dusted off as one falls down, gets up, dusts oneself off. We would ask you not to hold yourselves back, to beat yourselves up. because all is spinning ever faster and ever more intensely now. You, on planet Earth, are entering a time of vast economic, climactic, monetary, political instability. There is order to it, but it is chaotic. Even chaos has its own inherent order. It is basically 3D breaking down. We say this not to instill fear, but rather to instill a sense of preparedness and to understand that your anchor point can no longer be anything you reference outside of yourself. It must be within yourself, within your heart. It must be within your community of spiritual, like-minded persons and animals and nature and Mother Earth. Naturally, you still require food and shelter. But these things shall slip and slide and change very quickly. Be prepared for quick changes. Be prepared also, as you are being prepared genetically, for your body to start releasing vast amounts of stored toxins, aches, pains, colds, all of these things, they shall come up. Bless them. Talk to your guardian angels. Ask them to slow down the process if it is too intense. But know that there is an end to it, of God, of the Christed essence, also referred in your spiritual practices as Great Mother, Father Sky, Great Mother Earth, the essence of Kuan Yin, the Buddha. The list goes on. We are the Council of An. We are a subset of the Council of the Elohim. The Earth is under our care, is under our auspice of diligent oversight, gentle persuasion, correction, if we can do so without violating that which is paramount, being free will. You see, at this time, in 2007, there is an accumulation of enough magnitude approaching what you call critical mass that a certain lifting off, though in the middle, it can be very uncomfortable. We send you blessings, dear ones. We surround your heart in a silver-gold galactic frequency of love light. Know that you are protected, that you are loved. You are watched over. You may call on us at any time. And we will always hear and always answer your prayers. Do not despair. Have patience. Be vigilant. Be discerning. Have courage. And take heart. For you are now initiated. You are spiritual sojourners. We shall end this with an om.
So this was Daphne in 2013. This is for us the end of this show on BBS. and we will go over to Whole Planet Healing. That's a conference call. You can participate by dialing 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250513#. You can find this information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. I thank you all. I'm going to open up the lines. Much love to everyone.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Hyde.
Thank you all.
Love you guys. See you soon.
Bless you, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.